storms were not yet grave, but they kept on coming as they dodged across the stones, and then the man in black found himself amidst the trees, and that was bad for him. So he all but fled before Inigo's onslaught, and then he was in the open again. But Inigo kept coming. Nothing could stop him. And then the man in black was back among the boulders. And that was even worse for him than the trees. And he shouted out in frustration and practically ran to where there was an open space again. But there was no dealing with the wizard. And slowly, again, the deadly cliffs became a factor in the fight. Only now, it was the man in black who was being forced to doom. He was brave, and he was strong, and the cuts did not make him beg for mercy, and he showed no fear behind his black mask.
"You are amazing!" he cried, as Inigo increased the already blinding speed of the blade. "Thank you. It has not come without effort."
Death moment was at hand now. Again and again Inigo thrust forward, and again the man in black managed to ward off the attacks, but each time it was harder, and the strength in Inigo's wrists was endless, and he only thrust the more fiercely, and soon the man in black grew weak.
"You cannot tell it," he said then, "because I wear a cape and mask, but I am smiling now."
"Why?"
"Because I am not left-handed either," said the man in black.